Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited today to have somebody, a brand new friend, but somebody that I've been I've known about for years. And he and his wife have carved an incredible company, put it together, and supported an entire industry of network marketing. And in today's environment, it's harder and harder to rise to the top in that arena. And they certainly have, to the point where their company's been recognized as one of the Inc. 5,000 growing companies, and just recently also recognized by Entrepreneur Magazine. So it shows depth and also paying attention to how to build a successful business on top of supporting others building theirs. So Ray Higdon, thank you so much for being with me today. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, it's something that, I've heard your name for years, and we know probably a lot of the same people, but I think in today's environment, it's harder and harder. So many network marketing companies are trying to insulate their distributors, and you want to control who they listen to from a coaching and mentoring perspective. And you've kind of risen above that, and certainly with your own personal success and becoming a top earner. But now you're counseling and mentoring and providing inspiration and motivation and some reality to people from, you know, lots of different companies. So tell us, can you share a little bit about Little Ray and how you got to, you had that level of success within one company, but you saw this need. I talk about the most successful companies solve a problem or serve a need. So can you share a little bit of your journey with us?
Yeah, for sure. And thank you for all that. I had worked my way up in the corporate world and just saw that my future there was probably going to be miserable. And I'm not a job basher, but for me personally, I knew, the harder I worked, the more they paid me, but the more they demanded of me. And so I wanted to go out on my own. And I had a few buddies from high school that were actually doing really good in real estate. And so I went into real estate. That's how I left the corporate world, not network marketing, but I went into real estate, rock and rolling, just made it happen. It was awesome. I thought I was a genius. And that was 2004 in Florida. Okay. And so what could go wrong? And so when the market changed, I had the realization that I wasn't that smart about real estate, and I got completely wiped out and didn't know what I was going to do. I lost every single dime I had made my entire life, wiped out my IRA, had to sell a bunch of stuff. I mean, I was dead broke. And I had tried network marketing in the past, and honestly, because of clashes with uplines and just weird stuff. I mean, I remember I told one upline, I'm like, hey, if you leave me alone, I'll make you money. I'm like, come on, leave me alone. Let me do my thing. And at the time I was doing, pretty good in that company, but I'd sworn off because I just had, just weird stuff. But here I was, July 2009, I'm dead broke, chased by bill collectors, in personal foreclosure, $1 million in debt, and had gone through a divorce. At one point was living on my buddy's couch, and I really didn't have a whole lot of options. I was started dating this girl that was paying my utility bills, now my beautiful wife, and a buddy invited me to a home meeting, and I'm like, you know what? I got nothing else going for me. I'm going to make this thing work. And so I became very coachable, and I went into that company, and I had really three things that I had to do every single day. And that was my daily routine then. It's a little different now, but three things that I did every single day, and I did end up becoming the number one income earner in that company. We were both, my wife and I, she joined me a few months maybe later, and both of us became the, you know, number one earner and number one female earner. And we were doing it on social media way before hardly anybody was teaching this. And so it was, you know, 11, 12 years ago, most of your trainers that preach it now were bashing it back then. And so we were kind of the black sheep, but we were able to make it work and make it happen. And that led to a big demand and people asking us how we did it. And so long story short, that's what kind of led to us building our coaching business.
And the coaching business is, you know, I made the comment when I introduced you about, and I'll see if you agree with me or not about, but there are some companies today, because of course, Rich Dad Poor Dad became considered like the network marketing Bible, certainly,
and sure,
the Amway Bible. And so we, you know, I've been a supporter of the industry without necessarily getting into bed with any individual company to, you know, really support the fact that it is a way for people to create wealth. It's not an overnight success. It's not a get rich quick scheme. You actually have to work hard to create that kind of foundation. But I, you know, it is interesting to me to see the dynamics changing, how so many companies now are insulating themselves. So Cheryl, I don't know if you agree with me or not. So,
yeah, you know, is it worse or better than it was years ago? I'm not so sure. You know, I have a client that messaged me maybe 2 days ago, and she said that her company just announced that they weren't allowed to work with outside coaches. And of course she's a client, right? And we have our private group, Rank Makers, where we got 14,000 paying members in there. And so she messaged me and she was upset and she asked me, she goes, "Ray, should I just move companies?" And we are big defenders of companies, even when they make bonehead decisions. And so I had an idea and I posted on my Facebook. I said, "Company just announced their reps aren't allowed to use outside trainers." 900 comments later, over 1,000 likes, and people just tearing it up, just like, "Oh my God, what a dumb decision," all these different things. She got a call yesterday from one of the high ups that said, "Hey, you guys have misunderstood us. We're actually okay with you coaching." So I like to say I had maybe a part in that. But as far as there definitely are some companies that were founded on only let people inside train our people. Is it worse or better than it was? I kind of feel like it may be better. You know, back in the 80s, I guess, 90s even, you could put hedges up so high that you couldn't see anything else. Now there are no hedges.
Right. I mean,
your reps, whether you like it or not, they can tap into anybody. Mm-hmm. And there are no walls on the internet. You can see what anyone's doing at any time. And so it makes it more of a bonehead decision now than ever before to say your reps can't be trained by someone else. But I don't know if it's better or worse, but it might be a little bit better. But there's still some companies that hold that stance of only internal people can train their people.
Well, thank you for that. I know there are a lot of people that are trying to do what you're doing as far as coaching in the industry. They've had some element of success.
And now or not.
And they want to create this coaching and they want to attract, and very few of them succeed. And certainly, you know, you really are the stellar example of great success within this industry, and really maintaining that level of support for, you know, a long time now. So, you know, I want you to brag on yourself a little bit. How, you know, what are you doing that others don't do?
Yeah, you know, I think probably there's definitely a trend of a lot of people attempting to, you know, to be network marketing trainers, and a lot of them have had some kind of success. What it seems like the majority of them, and I'm friends with a lot of them, I've trained a lot of them, but a lot of times someone gets really good at the transaction. Mm-hmm. So they get good at branding, they get good at recruiting, they get good at making sales. And in network marketing, that's not where the big money is. The big money is in duplication, is in getting tens of thousands of mechanics, tow truck drivers, shoe salesmen, substitute teachers to be able to follow whatever system you're doing. And so a lot of times top recruiters get to a frustration level and they wonder, how come people not as smart as me are making way more money than me? And they think, you know what, I'm going to go into training. And so they go into training still not understanding duplication. And so they teach recruiting, which is what most new people want. Most new people, they're like, well, I'll get duplication at some point, but I need to know how to recruit. And so I think what floats you past that is when leaders, true leaders in network marketing, understand that you as a trainer understand duplication just as good or maybe even better than them, then they're like, okay, I need to get my people over there. And so like our group, for example, we don't have an affiliate program. We don't pay anybody to promote it, but we have leaders that have put thousands of their people in there because we help with production. We help them produce, we track production, which currently I don't think any other trainer does, which is perplexing, but we track production. Like we know last year we helped create 4,054 rank advancements, and we track that every week on how many rank advancements, how many customers did they bring into their company, how many reps did they bring into their company.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Since we started, I'm not going to remember it off the top of my head, but since we started, we've helped network marketers bring in 126,000 and so new customers, 39,000 new reps, and 5,766, I remember this one, rank advancements.
That's
and so
fantastic.
We're just driving production. Mm-hmm. And I think when people see that that's what we're after, it like we want people to draw the conclusion that it costs them money to not tell them about our stuff.
Sure.
And that's when your end goal is production versus impressing or letting, whatever, being the best speaker.
Oh, results, financial results.
Right. Right.
So you said, and you mentioned early on, I want to draw this because if you think about the old world of network marketing, even back, and this is before your time, but when like the old Amway days, we had to actually house your product and you had to meet face to face to get your product. And then the whole dynamics of teaching people how to be successful was, work your warm list. Who's your, 50 closest people? I mean, it was just like this routine. And moving into this world, you were at the forefront of utilizing social media. So talk a little bit about that evolution within the industry.
Yeah. And, and we're very careful not to bash the old because it still works.
Yeah.
It's just not the only option. And there are some people that, cling to what we would call the traditional way of network marketing, that face-to-face meetings, just warm market. We don't bash that. That stuff still works. It's just not the only option. I know a lot of people that just wouldn't have done network marketing if that was the only option. There's a lot of stay-at-home moms that like staying at home and not doing home meetings every single day and just working it on social media. And so, we just took, through a lot of trial and error, we tried a lot of different scripts and a lot of different methods of reaching out to strangers using the internet. And we've, perfected some ways that work really well. And if someone is an advanced communicator and they're good at building rapport and small talk and all that stuff, they can still do that stuff, but their team find that very hard to duplicate. And so we tend to teach very, very simple things that don't raise resistance, that aren't pitchy, that aren't hypey, and people usually get a better response from them.
So, I think that's important for everybody watching and listening because, network marketing has been around a long time and it will be around a long time, but, as it evolves and as communication evolves, the internet and the social media, I'm pleased to see that people are, grasping that because it actually brings the possibility of success with a network marketing to more people. Because just like you said, there are those people that aren't going to be doing the rah-rah meetings or, daily home meetings, but this gives them an avenue to create that success for themselves. And but talk about a little bit about, and I made this reference earlier, is, you know, it's not a get rich quick scheme. It's not an overnight success. So talk a little bit about, you know, what somebody coming into network marketing, what you would advise them.
Yeah, and hopefully you don't hear my daughter. She's homesick today, and she's upset. You know, we look at network marketing as the lowest risk, lowest overhead way for the average ordinary person to start a business. And doesn't mean it's perfect, doesn't mean that we think it's, you know, better than all other businesses or anything like that. But most, if you look at, you know, Shark Tank, right? Most people don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to start a business or an IRA or you know, that they can tap into. And they're not going to be able to go get investors, and they probably shouldn't even if they could. But most people could scrounge together a few hundred bucks and follow a simple system to build a business. But unfortunately, one of the main benefits is also, you know, one of the probably downfalls, and that is the barrier to entry. The barrier to entry is so low. I mean, you can join some companies and start your entire business for a couple hundred bucks or $1,000. And a lot of times people treat it that way. When I got serious about network marketing from day one, I treated it like a $1 million business, and it became one. But most people, they're like, oh, I'm going to try this thing out. Or they just don't have that commitment strategy. And, you know, I heard Mark Cuban, speaking of Shark Tank, I heard Mark Cuban say, have a commitment strategy, not just an exit strategy.
Right.
And a lot of people have their exit strategy down pat. You know, like, I'm going to give you 14 days and we'll see what happens. But they don't have a commitment strategy. And so I would say setting your expectations is probably the biggest thing for people. Actually, I'll give you two things. One, setting the expectations. So network marketing has the possibility of helping you become financially free. It does. It's not overnight, just like you said. You do have to do the work, but it's instantly scalable, which most businesses are not. You've got to figure out a lot of stuff to scale in any other kind of business. And it doesn't require a massive amount of skill sets or special degrees or credibility or you know, celebrityness or anything like that. And so what if it took you 5 years? And when people would ask me, when I was recruiting people, and they say, well, how long until I'm start making some serious money? I'd say, well, what if it took you 5 years? What are you going to do instead? And so, like, if you set the expectations, I'm like, could you become financially free in 5 years? Most people can't. And, you know, if you're talking to average, ordinary people, most people, they have zero plan of in 5 or even 10 years being financially free. And so setting that expectation, and I would say for yourself and for others that you bring in, too often people fall to hype and they say, you know, they want to glorify the fastest success story. That is the worst story to glorify. So if someone made $10,000 their first month, I ain't ever mentioning that ever. I'm never mentioning that ever, because I don't want anyone to set that expectation and be disappointed on day 31.
And yet many companies do that as their marketing.
Yeah, it's not smart. I mean, you know, the FTC and, you know, they've been cracking down on some companies over that kind of stuff. So company level, you'll see that less and less, but they still pop up, you know, from time to time. And I would say the second thing is understanding that for you to be successful in this business, you do not require acceptance, agreement, or approval. When I left real estate to focus on network marketing, everyone made fun of me. I mean, everyone was like, oh, I couldn't hack it in real estate. And people talked trash behind my back. They bashed me. I saw all kinds of people putting pyramid and all that stuff. And I'm just like, whatever, man, you know, I'm going to make this thing happen. And, you know, and we did. And so I definitely didn't have acceptance, approval, or agreement. My wife didn't either. You know, when she finished her college degree, which I never finished, but she did. When she finished her college degree and she tells her parents, yeah, I'm going to do network marketing, they weren't real excited until they saw her. They happened to catch a picture of her getting her first $10,000 check. And then both brothers joined, her mother joined, and her dad created a spreadsheet for her. And he's like, look, sweet pea, if you get two and they get two. And I'm just like, I'm just cracking up, man. I'm like, this is funny. Before they thought it was a terrible idea. Now they're all aboard. So it was pretty funny.
Well, I talk about that no matter what you do, when you try and do something different as an entrepreneur, start a business, typically your family are the ones that hold you back. And
that's
I think,
right,
you have to remember it's really not that they don't believe in you. It's just that they see you doing something constructive and changing, and it makes them feel bad because they're not. And so it's
that's
like,
right,
you know, that resistance.
Absolutely.
Back. But once you create success, they become your biggest cheerleader, and then they ask you for a loan. So
that's right. That's right. We knew it all along. Like, oh yeah, sure you did.
So what do you see the future for network marketing?
Yeah, you know, it's really, I think it's gone from where it was more, there's a lot more customer acquisition than I think ever, like ever. So, I mean, there are a handful of companies right now that, I mean, they probably have a 25-30-to-1 ratio of bringing in customers versus reps. And I don't remember a time where that was ever the case in more than like a handful of companies. But there's a lot more customer acquisition. A lot of times I'm being brought into a very successful team to teach them how to recruit. And all of them are averaging 20-30 customers. And so that's different than it's been, you know, in years past, maybe even 2-3 years ago even. And so there's that. There's a lot of people doing really, really well with between Facebook Lives and Instagram. I mean, Instagram really opened it up for millennials. And the really exciting thing that I've learned about millennials is they don't really have that stigma about network marketing. They're like, they want freedom. They want to work on their own terms. And this thing can do that. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of millennials that are crushing it in network marketing. And that's really exciting because I think, you know, some of the baby boomers that went through and maybe, you know, were excited about network marketing, dealt with a lot of stigma over and over and over. Millennials don't really care. I don't know if they just hold the thought of fake news or what. They don't really care if you're writing a pyramid article.
Yeah.
if it's going to help them accomplish their things, they seem more resilient to popular opinion, I think. And so that's pretty exciting too.
Well, I remember the time early 20 years ago, the companies, they would never even talk about the products and they wouldn't even give company name. You know, they just try and sell the business opportunity and get a sign.
Right.
And I see that changing as well. People are, you know, more proud of the products of the companies and, you know, the comp plans. A lot of people, I think there's a lot more people moving from company to company. And that's something that I think is an interesting dynamic as well. But I do believe in the industry. I believe it's a great way for people to really create that financial independence without that huge front-end investment. But one of the things I talk about, Ray, is the importance of having mentoring and having people, you know, if it's going to be within the company, a company that has a good educational plan as far as, you know, helping you get in the right direction, and certainly having the opportunity to have us work with someone like you is, I highly recommend everybody out there that's involved to check Ray out. So Ray, how can they find you?
Yeah. And thank you very much. So pretty easy to find, you know, our main kind of bread and butter program is Rank Makers. That's rankmakers.com. You know, Ray Higdon on any social media, you'll find me, but we mainly are on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, great. And you're going to hang out with me for a few more minutes because we're going to do the private Facebook group, another short one. So those of you watching, please go ahead and join Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter, private Facebook group, so you can hear more about Ray. We're going to talk a little bit about his, you know, daily habits. He mentioned earlier that they're not quite the same as they were when he started because he's at the level of success. So, and he's getting ready to go to Hawaii for a week. So that's part of creating a successful business, giving you a little bit more freedom of your time and your future. And Ray, thanks for being with me and appreciate you sharing your insights with everyone.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.